Blog Talk Radio.
Flashlights in a backyard table, torn jeans and a quarter inch cable. We point our speakers to the moon. Blankets that we're laying on rooftops, taking shots in the parking lot. We'll fly away like air balloons.
Radio, you are now on air with your man Lyricist. Spades has not made it in yet, but we're gonna definitely get this show started off. But y'all just heard Shayna's song Air Balloons. I know it's been a couple weeks since we've been on, you know, very, very busy schedule, but you know, that's the way we prefer for it to be. But we will have a special guest on today by the name of Young Fresh. But before we dive into that, it looks like Spades just joined us. Yo, Spades, what's up, man?
What's up, L? What up, everybody?
BP time, man. Fuck around with you.
Man, I'm sorry.
Nah, man, I'm just messing with you. All right, y'all, we're going to get into some of these topics. The very, very first topic we're going to hop into today will be about Kobe Bryant. There's not many things I can say about people, but this guy ended his career the way he should. I mean, this guy put up 60 points on his way out. I think when it's all said and done, everybody's going to look at his 60-point last game as much as they look at his 81-point game performance against the Toronto Raptors.
So, oh, yeah.
You know, I think that Kobe went out the way that he wanted to go out. Even though his team wasn't winning, you know, he gave them their very last win, you know, the season, whatever. You know, but it's only so much one man can do, especially when you know he has the type of injuries that he had throughout these last few years of his career. So he definitely went out the way he wanted to, not the way that everybody else expected him to. When the 2K16 creators made the video game, they gave this guy a low-ass rating. But he still showed that he's Kobe fucking Bryant, the Black Mamba, and you probably want to fix that rating when 2K17 come around, because he's still a beast.
I'm pretty sure they will.
They should, because they're dedicating that to him. And, you know, because it comes out in September or October, I believe, but they're dedicating this cover to him. You know, I don't think, I mean, it's a lot of Kobe haters out there, but I don't think that their hatred was founded. You know, I think a lot of people are like, oh, yeah, you know, he cheated on his wife and, you know, he snitched on Shaq and blah, blah, blah. You know, but that was 1 year out of his career of 20 years. You know, everybody had their shortcomings. I mean, shit, even Michael Jordan had his shortcomings. You can't hang that on a person for the rest of their life. You know what I mean?
No, you can't do that.
But I don't know. Spades, what's your thoughts on that, man?
I'm never a big Kobe fan, but I always respected his game. And the way he went out was fucking magical. I don't think nobody was expecting him to go out like that. Shit, he hit 60 points on 50 attempts. You can't go wrong with that. So, congratulations again,
Absolutely
Kobe.
Not. Yep, so the NBA
like
Finals
that 96 class, that was the end of the 96 class with Kobe.
Oh, yeah. Last of a dying breed, man. Now we stuck with LeBron and KD. You know.
God.
A whiny-ass class of, you know, basketball players, man. This generation of basketball players don't mean shit to me, man. You know, I'm not going to lie. I think with the team that we got right now for the Pistons, and that's going to be like the next subject we talk about before we get into this interview. But, you know, I believe that our Pistons is probably the toughest fucking team in the playoffs right now, in the league, to be honest. You know, they have that fight back mentality. You know, they have that, you know, hard nose, you know, I'm going to grab my lunch pail, go to work type attitude, you know. Now, I'm not saying that because, you know, I'm a Detroit Piston fan. I'm saying that because that's been their work ethic this entire year. When they found themselves out of the playoffs, they bust their ass to get back into the playoffs. So, you know, that hard nose, you know, work hard mentality, you know, it showed itself towards the end of the season, and they found themselves in the playoffs. So the playoffs officially kicks off today. You know, the Pistons play tomorrow. A lot of people are talking upset for the Pistons. I mean, a lot of the sports analysts, everybody else, like, hey, this is a team that could upset the Cavs. What do you think?
The Pistons? Yeah, hell yeah. Me and my wife were sitting here looking at NBA last night, NBA TV. And we was looking at the playoffs and shit. I really think the Pistons can give them niggas a run for their money. For the simple fact, you got a hungry team, and them niggas is not taking no bullshit. Plus, you got a fucking dominated ass
center.
Reminds me of when Shaq first came into the season. Yeah. Didn't nobody want to fuck with him in the paint. Like Shaquille O'Neal, didn't nobody want to fuck with him because he was physical. He got up, he got down the floor, he could pass, he can shoot a little bit in his range, I mean. And Drummond is a fucking monster down there. It's like Whiteside from Miami. I'm a big Miami Heat fan. They going to give people run for their money. You got Whiteside, you got the two young guards, you got Wade that's playing like he's back in his prime. Like, it's a lot of teams that can make upsets, and I think the Pistons would be one of them.
Yeah, well, we have to see. But let's go ahead and hop into this interview. We're actually a minute late for it. But I want to bring in our special guest, Young Fresh. Young Fresh, sir, are you there?
Yeah, what's good?
Not Hello? Much, man. What's going on with you?
Man, you know the usual, man, just being me.
All right. So you want to get into your interview. You want to tell everybody who you are, Matt? Tell everybody who is Young Fresh.
Young Fresh, you know, an artist from Saginaw, Michigan, you know, trying to come up, you know what I'm saying? Got bars, you know what I'm saying? Nigga, shit, really a nigga that just be doing him, you know what I'm saying?
All right. So to hop into the first question, tell everybody where you got your name from.
Oh, man, I got my name, shit. I came up with it myself and shit. Just in the studio with, you know what I'm saying, a couple of my homeboys and shit. We had came up with a little rap group or whatever, you know. Everybody wanted to, you know what I'm saying, be different. We all wanted to, you know what I'm saying, have a unique name, and I came up with Fresh.
Okay. All right, so what's the name of your group?
Oh, man, that was a long time ago. That was back when I was in high school and shit. Like, I mean, I'm still connected. I'm still connected to the dudes I was, you know, messing with or whatever. But, like, as of now, you know what I'm saying, it's just me. I'm just, you know, solo. Like I got my own thing going on, you know?
All right. So what inspired you to make music?
Really just the hype of it, the fun, having fun, you know, doing it, you know, really just growing up listening to, you know, different rappers, like, you know, rappers that got punchlines, bars and shit, like rappers like Fabulous, you know, Jadakiss, you know, Jay-Z. I grew up listening to a lot of people, Dipset, you know, everybody. It just, you know, just listening and them seeing what they was doing all in their videos and You know what I'm saying? Everything, it just really, it really took my eye, you know what I'm saying, to get into the shit.
All right. So of all the artists you just got through naming, who would you consider to be your major influence?
I mean, growing up, it was Fab, but, you know, like, I'm my major influence now, you know what I'm saying? So, like, growing up, it was Fab, you know what I'm saying? I peeped out his style, you know what I'm saying? Like, how he put his shit together or whatever. He was a smooth dude. But now, it's all about me.
All right. So, before we move forward with this interview, I want to get into your first track today, which is Alien Talk. I want you to bring this track in, tell everybody about it, and then we're going to spin it.
Alien Talk. It's off my mixtape called Beyond Space, the Trap Pack. The mixtape is just really, you know, a little Trap Pack mixtape, you know what I'm saying, to boost you up, give you that momentum, you know what I'm saying, give you that energy, you know what I'm saying, just a couple tracks, like four or five tracks, give you that energy you need, you know what I'm saying, amp you up real quick. You know what I'm saying? Whenever you need that power, you know what I'm saying? Just on some trap music type shit. Reason I named it Alien Talk is because, you know, I'm just spitting bars, you know what I'm saying? Just basically talking to the plug, you know what I'm saying? Beyond space, you know what I'm saying? And since we beyond space, you know what I'm saying? Since I'm talking to the plug, it's Alien Talk.
All right, cool. So let's get into Alien Talk right now.
Yes, yes, yes. Hold up a phone and it felt like an eight.
Yes, 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 yes.
Bitch, I'm on space, bitch, I'm on that battlefield, but I'm watching for them snakes. Motherfuck, it's the great. We gon' play it like you play. You say you getting to it, boy, that little shit is fake. Make me go and get the tool and the sinner that's away. I be on that dumb shit. I be going dumb, bitch. You don't really want this. Little nigga tripping. Quit playing the role before them bullets get the
Radio. Just heard Alien Talk from Young Fresh. And now we back on air, my man Spades. And it looked like Diggs just joined us. I mean, he didn't tell me he was going to be on the show. So what's going on, Diggs? You all right?
What's the deal, man? Chilling. I can't call.
Not much, man. We on with Young Fresh right now, man. So Young Fresh, man, that was a nice track, man. You know, I always listen to lyrics. I wouldn't be who I say I am if I didn't listen to lyrics. So, you know, that was the one thing that stood out to me the most was the bars. So, I mean, I could see a little bit of the influence there, you know.
Okay.
But, yeah, man, so to hop to this next question, I want to ask you, you know, as an artist, do you feel like your music is evolving?
I mean, yeah, I do, but I feel like there's way more that, you know what I'm saying, can be mixed into it. There's way more that can happen. You know what I'm saying? I know that for sure. It's really just about, you know what I'm saying, the time, you know, the money, and I mean, it's not about the effort. You know, I can put the effort in, you know, whenever, however, you know what I'm saying? No matter what. It just all boils down to, you know, the money, you know what I'm saying, the mixing it, and, you know what I'm saying, really, just really putting your all into it. I think, I mean, I can do that.
Right. I mean, yeah. I mean, you know, it takes time. When you first start out, you know, doing this, you know, being in the industry, I don't care what type of music you make. You know, it does come down to the money. It does comes down to having the cash flow. But it also comes down to, you know, putting the material out there the best way you can. People look at it, and, you know, they're like, you know, oh, damn, you know, it may not be the best, but, you know, from what I hear, this shit has a lot of potential. And, like, real talk, you know, when I first started out, when I was, you know, 18 years old, you know, I was working on the same project since I was 16. So, you know, and I didn't know what to do next. You know, I took some computer, you know, headphones, like, with the microphone attached to it, and I recorded my first video. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, I recorded it, and then, you know, when I finished the product, I'm like, okay, what's next? What's next is actually figuring out how to give it to people. You know, yeah, you got to definitely be that guy that gives away free music to get a little bit of attention. You know, and that's just the way it is. You know, then the money comes a little bit later on. But
right.
So right now, what is your biggest challenge as an artist? What do you see to be your biggest roadblock?
My biggest challenge is just like we were talking about, like the mixing and the mastering. You know, I go in and, you know what I'm saying, I put my all into it or whatever, and sometimes it don't come out right. And like promoting, like, I mean, there's only so much one person, like literally one artist can do. Like, and, like, where I'm from, I'm from Saginaw, Michigan. There's, you know what I'm saying, there's crowds of, you know what I'm saying, younger guys that's coming up or whatever. You know what I'm saying? They may look like a solo artist, but, you know, the everything that they putting together, and, you know, they whole scenario that they putting together and stuff, they got a team of people helping them. Like, with me, that's my roadblock. You know what I'm saying? It's only me at the end of the day. Everything that you hear from me, everything that you see from me is because of me. Like, no one else helps me. That's my roadblock. That's the thing that, you know, what can slow me down. But you know what I'm saying, I always look ahead and think, you know what I'm saying, think forward and never let my roadblock actually block me from doing what I'm doing, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it is what it is, you know what I'm saying? So, and like at the end of the day, I'm always do me, you know, so.
That's 100.
That's important, man. You know, that's important. So, Spades, you got any questions for Young Fresh?
So, like, at what age did you really realize, like, okay, this is what I really want to do as far as making music?
Like, okay, like, I mean, I started, you know, playing with it or whatever, playing with music around, like, 10 and 11, you know what I'm saying, growing up listening to Cash Money, the Hot Boys, you know what I'm saying? I did all that. But what really just made me want to just do it was when I got in high school, you know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? I kinda got into it, you know what I'm saying, got the feel of it, you know what I'm saying? Got adjusted to it and I got in, you know what I'm saying? And that's what made me, you know what I'm saying, really just gave me my flow, you know what I'm saying, it gave me my feel. Studying, you know what I'm saying, the industry and, you know what I'm saying, the changes that they make every year, and you know what I'm saying? Adding it to what I do. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's right. So if you could say,
all right, Spades, you
can give a piece of.
You said
you
what?
Give him, if you can give a kid advice right now, as far as music wise and education wise, like, how would you give him advice to make sure he has a backup plan if music don't work?
Okay, first off, I would say school is important. That's, you know what I'm saying, that's what's going to help you, you know what I'm saying, maintain your life as far as, you know, once you get out of school, working and, you know what I'm saying, you know, doing something positive. I mean, music is, it's a career, you know what I'm saying, it's something fun, but at one point in time, you know what I'm saying, you would have to just, you know what I'm saying, let it go. If you're not getting nowhere with it, you know what I'm saying? If no one wants to, you know what I'm saying, voice their opinion on you, or, you know, no one is really just, you know what I'm saying, there for you with this music shit, I mean, you'll have to just let it go and, you know what I'm saying, and and start something different, you know, get into something different. But, you know what I'm saying, I also want to say don't never let nobody tell you what you can and can't do, you know what I'm saying? Because just like the situation I just said, it could be that bad situation, but, you know, things could turn around, you know what I'm saying? You never know. But, I mean, you don't want to spend your whole life trying to build a career on something that's not happening, you know what I'm saying? So, but never let a person tell you what you can and can't do, whether they taller than you, whether they bigger than you, whether they got more money than you, whether they can spit more bars better than you, whether they got the material to make, you know what I'm saying, high quality music. Never let another person tell you what you can and can't do, and always be yourself. Motivate yourself to be yourself. Be yourself and motivate other people as well.
That's real. Be yourself. Don't be Meek Mill.
You said don't be Meek Mill?
Don't be Meek Mill. Don't make no uncalculated mistakes.
Oh, man. That's bad.
Yeah, you know, that guy, I mean, may he better off at this point in his career just selling dick. You know?
Oh, man. Oh, man.
It ain't that bad. It ain't that bad.
Yo, it's bad. It's bad. Yeah, I mean he's beyond toast. He's more like, you know, burnt sandpaper. He's out of here. So,
it's over.
Yeah, so before we hop back into, you know, your other track, yo, Diggs, you still there, sir?
Yes, sir.
Man, did you fall asleep on the line, man?
No, I just had my background muted, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, good. That's good, because it sounds like a jungle in your background sometimes. So,
yeah, you know how I do.
Yeah. So what advice do you have for Young Fresh? Because because as an artist, you've been doing this for a while too. What advice would you have for Young Fresh?
The best advice I can give you is you gotta confidence, and roll with your gut feeling. I mean, and no matter what, don't stop, because you always on the progress as an artist. Like, no matter what, like, you're gonna get to set people. Like, I heard him say, you know, I heard you say, like, you were doing it all by yourself. And
yeah,
ain't nothing wrong with doing it all by yourself. You know what I'm saying? At first, it seemed like it is, because you're like, oh, I got to do this and that and the third, and I got to come up with this and I got to come up with that. But most of these people definitely.
Okay, his line just dropped. He is part of me in a two shed, so I'm not sure what happened there. But
man,
yeah, so as soon as you get back on the line, I get him back in. But, you know, he right, though. You know, you don't want to give up, you know. Sometimes what you want in life, it takes time. It will take a lifetime to get to where you want to be sometimes. But it all depends on your dedication. If you dedicate it to yourself overall, you'll always be able to, you know, push yourself to that next level. Now, I know even we had a conversation, you know, on, like, you know, via messaging and stuff about, you know, you joining Sergey and everything, you know, it's all about placement, you know, and as you can tell, I put a lot of time in different things that I do, and, you know, Diggs can tell you that, which he's back on, so, you know, Diggs, you want to pick up where you left off?
Oh, yeah, I don't know what happened, but, like, you know, like, definitely people are.
You got that cricket
watching.
Phone. That's what happened.
Yeah, right. I got T-Mobile. Our phones. I'm playing. But, people definitely watching. Like, when I first met lyricists, you know what I'm saying? Spades will tell you, we were running it on my own. I was coming up, finding shows. I was networking. You know what I'm saying? I was doing everything. I was like, man, you know, I got to a point where I told them, like, man, I'm about to be like, forget it. You know what I'm saying? Because I had so many people telling me, and even now, some people be like, you know, they be like, you're so sweet, bro. Like, you make good music. I like your music and everything. And you know what I'm saying? So you're going to get that. You might even get a couple people that be like, yeah, you know, it's all right. But most definitely, like, people are watching. even if it's one person. Even if it's one person, you never know who that person know. You know what I'm saying? So, like, my best advice to give you is to keep at it. Stay confident. You know what I'm saying? Every time you approach a track, every time you approach a mixing, you want to mix and master. Like, I just got into mixing and mastering. I've been rapping for a minute, but I just got into mixing and mastering. I got into producing my own beats. You know what I'm saying? As an artist, you want to continue to grow. Like, grow. Don't stop growing. Do not stop growing. No matter what. Do not. Like, start taking everything that you see around you. Your life, like, you got to go, like, I had to go through certain life issues to really hone my skills and to really find my style. You know what I'm saying? Like, it took me a little minute. Like, the lyricists will tell you, when I used to rap, I used to tell them, like, man, I hate the way I sound on the track. I knew the song was dope, but I didn't like the way I sounded. You know what I'm saying? So it took me a minute to go through certain things to learn where, you know what I'm saying, where I wanted my sound to go. Or how, I'm still learning where I want my sound to go. You know what I'm saying? I dropped a mixtape back in, what, 2013? Hell, 2012? I dropped a mixtape before that in, like, 2009. You know what I'm saying? So you can add up the years and see that it's 8, 7, you know what I'm saying, before that. And Spades will tell you, when we stayed together at my mom's crib, like, in the basement, all day long, he'd be like, rap, freestyle. To now, it's, like, second nature. You know what I'm saying? So my advice to you is stay confident. Yeah. And don't stop. Like, I just got back from Atlanta from shooting a music video, something I would never thought I would have did. If you would have asked me a couple years ago, like, yeah, you're going to go down to Atlanta and shoot a music video, I would have told you no. Because my confidence wasn't as high as it is now, you know what I'm saying? But when you become and you start to grow and do shows and see who all really fucking with you, your confidence will
motivate you.
Huh?
I said that's what motivates you, you know?
Yeah, but you got to motivate yourself. You got to motivate yourself. Yep. Like, you're going to always have people in your corner, regardless to, you know what I'm saying? And your music is always going to speak for itself. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But most definitely, you want to have that confidence in yourself because it actually really does matter in the studio. Like, when I first started, I used to go in the studio and be like, okay, I'm just going to rap this verse. And then I watched the difference from when I just went and rapped the verse to when I had confidence, like, in my verse. Like, yeah, this is it right here. It came out a whole different sound. You wouldn't even believe it. Like, the voice, your style, like, people actually can hear that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what really started shocking me. Like, when certain people would tell me, like, yeah, they'd be like, see, the reason why I like this song is because you can hear the confidence in your voice. You know what I'm saying? So, as an artist, do not stop growing. Do not stop putting confidence in yourself. Always feel like you're the best, even right now, even with you not being on. You know what I'm saying? Or even if you're not being a household name. You always look at it every time you hit that booth, every time you're mixing and mastering, you want to do it like I'm the best, because every time you're looking at something like you're the best, your own ear is going to tell you something. You're going to be like, nah, bro, if you're the best, you need to do it this way. You know what I'm saying? That little tweak, that little confidence is going to change up everything for you.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's all good advice. You know, it's like, you know, what I told you is that I wanted to get you on this radio show so everybody could learn who Young Fresh is. That's the stepping stone right now, is to get everybody to understand who you are. You know, hear your music, hear where you're coming from. People have to see the direction. You feel me?
Yeah.
So so the most important thing is to establish that. So now you can say that you've established step one. Most people haven't done what you got. You know, most people haven't been on an internet radio show. Most people haven't been on a radio show, period. So you're heading in the right direction.
I want to ask them a quick question.
Go ahead.
I want to ask them just a quick question that you asked me a long time ago. What is your brand, Fresh? That's my question to you. As you being an artist that's, you know what I'm saying, being on the radio first time, at, you know what I'm saying, us first talking, it's a question that's going to mind bottle you, because when he asked me, it threw me off too, and I was like just breaking ground and stuff. What would you consider to be your brand? What would you consider to be your mark? Like, when people think about Fresh, what do you want them to see? It's basically what I'm asking you when I ask you, what is your brand?
I mean, really, really just like, you know, like my homeboy is saying, you know, my struggle, where I come from, and, you know, just a savage, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to this music shit, and, you know what I'm saying, being on top of the game, you know what I'm saying? And, you know what I'm saying, just rocking out every time I get in front of a mic.
That's what's up.
Okay. I feel that. If you want to
now,
know.
Here's the part where it is I give you feedback. Now, this is by me being the guy that owns a label. Now, you say you want to, you know, your brand is your struggle, which is cool. That would have worked in 2002. That would have worked in 2004. That doesn't sell albums anymore. What do you think your brand is right now that'll make you the most sellable artist that's coming out of Saginaw?
I mean, you know, like I said, yeah, it is. You know, just like how I grew up, you know what I'm saying, all that type of shit, like you said, you know, that. But, you know what I'm saying, how it's going down right now, how it's playing right now, you know what I'm saying, it's all about, you know what I'm saying, this trap shit, you know what I'm saying. If you can make it through that trap, you know what I'm saying, if that trap music motivates you to get out of that trap, you know what I'm saying. So, you know what I'm saying, yeah, I make trap music, you know what I'm saying, I be on that trap shit hard or whatever, but, you know what I'm saying, Don't. I never let it, you know what I'm saying, big my head up to where I think I'm God or, you know what I'm saying, I think I'm Jordan or I think I'm Kobe or somebody. You know what I'm saying? I play my part in this shit. You know what I'm saying? And I think other artists is shit too.
Well, I can vibe with that. If you don't mind, L, me putting in 2 cents real quick.
Go ahead.
Okay. See, I can vibe with that, Fresh, because that's how I used to feel. You know what I'm saying? Like, I most definitely. And Ella tell you, I used to tell him, like, you know, Ella, I mean, it's the streets, man. You know, this is my environment. You know what I'm saying? Ella tell you, when I first met him, I was dealing with, you know, other being killed. And so, you know, I was just like, you know, I was pretty much like, you know, it is what it is. I'm wilding, and this is my music. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I'm wild. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? At this point. But L also set me down, telling me like, "Diggs, that can't be your brand." Now, I'm not telling you that it can't be your brand. I'm not telling you that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not here to tell you or to, you know what I'm saying, judge you. I'm not doing that at all. That's why I want to make sure that you understand what I'm saying. Like, it's cool, but I do it that, like, you don't want to be like every other Detroit artist. And
right.
L to tell you, like, I do not like Detroit music. That's just me being honest. It ain't your music that I don't like or like. I don't like Detroit music because that's what they rapping about. If you pay attention to our market, that's our market. And if you really look, you can't name me not one Detroit rapper right now that is on their way to getting a major record deal out of Detroit, because they all rap the same thing. It's all repetitive. Like, right now, I would say my brand, I'm still working on my brand. Just to give you a little advice, like, my brand now is more so of versatile. That's my brand. Versatility is what I sell, you know what I'm saying? Because you can listen to, I can put out a mixtape right now, and no song on that mixtape will sound the same. No song. I can call it a million names because that's the brand that I chose to go about. And you know what I'm saying? I used to be turned up all the time. Like, every time I did a show, that's how everybody knew me. Everybody be like, oh, here come Diggs. You know what I'm saying? I had my little trademark ad lib. You'd be like, yeah, I hit the stage and everybody go crazy. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But I switched it up because I felt within myself that it was time for my brand to change. And that's why I keep telling you as an artist to continuously grow. Because right now you're saying that your brand is your struggle. And it's going to stay your struggle because that's your heart. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But when you switch it up, you want to kind of tell your story. If that's how you want to go with your struggle, then you want home, Jay. If that's the case, you want to tell your struggle. You know what I'm saying? And I get that's where you're trying to go because, like I just told you, like listening to you, I can hear that you kind of like sound like me when I was a little younger. You know what I'm saying? I was, fuck it, man. I want to hit the trap shit. I want to, you know what I'm saying? I want niggas to know, like, nigga, that nigga, I ain't for them games, and you know what I'm saying? And it's cool,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It is cool. But right now, I think it's so much changing, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just for like a minute, like Soulja Boy, he came in with the dance era. He knew that's what he needed to brand himself as. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm not telling you to be a copycat because everybody wants to change the game. Even I want to change the game eventually. But as far as your brand, you don't want to brand. You don't want to sell yourself as to what these other rappers selling themselves as. You know what I'm saying? Because it just looks like, oh, you know what I'm saying? They're going to be like, here come another rapper out of Michigan talking about the same shit that this rapper I heard 2 days ago talking about. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
That's right.
Yeah, I would say that would be my advice. Or if you're going to do it, up it on them. Up it on them. Like, when I say up it on them, change the lyrics, change the style, make it nasty. Make them have to go back and do something else. Like, oh, man, he ain't, you know what I'm saying? Like, right now, Future, can't nobody do a Future flow. And they all rapping about what Future rapping about. Everybody rapping about Percocets. Everybody rapping about the trap. But they just can't do it the way Future do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, his just whole style. You know what I'm saying? His style is just so on another level than theirs that it got him being the number one trap rapper. You know what I'm saying? Future came in, and at the time, 2 Chainz was our trap rapper. You know what I'm saying? Future came and killed 2 Chainz off. Now 2 Chainz struggling doing songs with Lil Wayne. Not saying it like it's a bad thing, but I'm just saying, at one point in time, you know, if 2 Chainz would have stayed true to what he was talking about, which is true religions and this and that, I feel like he would still be relevant. But right now, to me, 2 Chainz is kind of irrelevant because Future came in and Future just killed him right off. You know what I'm saying? He talked about the same thing, but he added a new style. He raised that bar that 2 Chainz couldn't touch. You know what I'm saying? Like with Young Jeezy. Jeezy came in talking about nothing but strictly, you know what I'm saying, cocaine, trap. But nobody could rap about cocaine the way that Jeezy could rap about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, that's what I'm saying. Your brand is your brand. Can't nobody change your brand. That's just you. But my advice is just, like switch it up. Like, I got off that brand because I watched myself grow, and I wanted to just be versatile. I wanted somebody to say, I never heard a Diggs verse that sound the same as another Diggs verse.
Okay.
I mean, it's all good advice. I know we can't, you know, stay on air all day and talk about it, but I definitely wanted to give you another perspective, you know, from an artist that's still doing it, you know, and me, myself, I'm still doing it as well. I'm not that far removed, but, you know, my position in the industry is different, you know. It's like, yeah, I'm going to still be an MC. I'm still going to be an artist, but at the end of the day, I pride myself in being an honest businessman. So I can tell you this from a business standpoint. And I can tell you this from a business standpoint. I will be in contact with you. You know, we'll try to help you out, you know, as much as we possibly can, you know, to help establish that brand and teach you more about how the industry works. Because, you know, I think you got the ability. You know, I respect anybody that grinds. I respect anybody that's trying to work. You know, and I don't make empty promises. So, you know, I'll definitely, you know, we'll stay in contact with you. You know, we'll make sure that, you know, we able to, you know, help point you in the right direction, you know, because that's what we're here for. We want to make sure that we outlet independent artists.
You got to get me down to the radio station, man.
Oh, yeah, man. You know, we get it down. You know, right now we're getting everything established with this radio station, man. You know, we getting everything moving in a positive direction. Me and Spades is working on that right now. So we're going to change the format to the show. We're going to do more live streaming. We're going to do more in-studio, you know, interviews. But right now we're doing everything via internet. So, but we, just like you, man, we over here, we growing too. So we appreciate everybody that, you know, listen to this show, that support us. And, you know, we've had a lot of good guests this year, you know, a whole lot more so this year than in the past, but, you know, because we're growing. Everybody believes in the Surge Radio brand. Everybody believes in the brand. And so it's all about the branding. Everybody sees Surge Radio. They know that we are independent artists. They know that we try to, you know, give people a different outlet. And plus, we real at the end of the day, you know, so.
What counts?
Before we get out of here, we're going to get into your next song, Relationship Goals. Do you want to bring that in?
Yeah, Relationship Goals by me, Young Fresh. Just really, just a track, you know what I'm saying, based on a relationship breaking up and like before it ends, you know, before it's all over and, you know, it's all said over and all done with, you know, let's try to, you know what I'm saying, build this up. Let's try to, you know, do something together. Let's try to, you know what I'm saying, make this work, set some goals up before it ends. Because, I mean, there's no point of trying to make a relationship work, you know what I'm saying, trying to make something hold on, you know what I'm saying, if ain't no love there. So, you know.
Just a
little
thing. All right, we're
going to
get into the track now.
We can take it slow. I just want to know, can we work out our relationship goals? I've been doing shows because I'm trying to get on. We can take it slow. I just want to know, if you really feeling me, then baby, let me know. If you ain't really feeling, what's the point of holding on? Every set of people should have a set of goals. Can we work out our relationship goals? I just wanna know how you really feel. I just gotta touch, I just gotta feel. We can make it work, but you gotta keep it real. Me and you together, it's a guaranteed kill. We can hit the mall up, shopping, getting deals. We can be together when it's popping and it's real. Take you out to eat and you ain't gotta pay a bill. We can lay it down, we can take it to the crib. I just wanna know if you really feeling me, then baby, let me know. We can take it slow, being close to you, you know what I really want. I can't even hide it, I just gotta know. If you really serious, you gotta let it show. This ain't just for one of us, it gotta be for both. Together we can figure out the way we wanna go. Maybe in the future we can have a baby girl. We can take it slow, I just wanna know, can we work out our relationship goals? I've been doing shows cause I'm trying to get on. We can take it slow, I just wanna know. If you really feeling me, then baby, let me know. If you ain't really feeling, what's the point of holding on? Every set of people should have a set of goals. Can we work out our relationship goals?
All right, y'all. I want to welcome y'all back to the Surge Radio. We just checked out Young Fresh, new track, Relationship Goals. You know, man, I want to thank you for being a guest on the show, man. You know, we appreciate the time. You know, you took out.
Man, I'm so out of space right now. It doesn't even matter right now, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's good, man. You know, definitely stay in contact, man. You know, we're going to reach out to you as well, man, and check on you, make sure everything's going good for you. But if you need any, you know, help, just reach out to us. We'll definitely, you know, make sure we stay in contact. And also, we're going to keep spinning your music as well. You know,
okay.
But, yeah, thank you for being a guest on the show. Tell everybody, you know, how they can find you, your social network, your music, everything.
You know, shit, I mean, well, my music, it floats around Saginaw. You can always pick my music up, you know, anywhere. You know, there's people everywhere that, you know what I'm saying, might have a copy of anything. Like on Facebook, I got a Facebook page. I'm always promoting my music on Facebook page. My Facebook name is Eric Brooks. And, like, I got two new projects I'm working on, too. Two new mixtapes, the Michael Jordan Legacy, and Bowling. Like, you know, like Manu Bowl, but like Balling, so it's like Bowling. And both of those mixtapes will 9 times out of 10 will be released in the summertime. And you know, I'm gonna make sure that you have both of everything, so you know. And you know, just keep your ear open. I be in the streets, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? My music is in the streets, it's in the world. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm here in Michigan, you know. Anybody wanna come see me, anybody wanna, you know, want my voice on their music, anybody wanna hear me, see me in person, you know what I'm saying? Come to Saginaw or write me on Facebook, you know what I'm saying? We can contact each other, you know, meet up or meet and greet or you know what I'm saying, whatever.
All right, cool. All right, man. Thanks for being a guest. And until the next show, man, sir, you have a good day, all right?
Once again, man, I'm so out of space right now, and it don't even matter, man. It's crazy.
That's what's up, man. Well, we look forward to having you again, man. So you have a good day, all right?
All right.